Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. We had a beautiful day today, almost 70 degrees.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sunny and bright, cats on both porches. We were in heaven here.
I'll tell you what, if we made it up to 70 degrees, we were lucky today. It's cold down here.
I've been hearing that from my clients, yeah. Wow, yeah.
The last few days have been kind of chilly out here. I understand, you know, you guys go through way more than we do down here, but this is a little chilly for us when we have highs in the high 60s and low 70s.
I know it. Well, I have to tell you, I had a great day at chapel. We had few more people there and four new people there, and we had a really wonderful service. And of course I talked all about your favorite topic, Jacqueline, faith.
Don't you just love it when it comes back around?
Yeah, well, Neptune can join the Sun in Pisces, you know,
absolutely
radiating to that faith and the muses and the subconscious and all the things that stimulate the senses. Oh, nice conjunction. I'm liking it.
it really is. You really can see the beauty of the things, and you can see the positive of them. I like saying that, you know, this is like putting on some rose-colored glasses and really being able to see a more brilliant beauty than just the real reality of everything. You can really have that faith and go, yeah, things can do this, you know, and really work with things without having to physically see the real nitty-gritty details and reality of things. So it gives you that beautiful look at what the possibilities of things can be and what can be created out of something that's pretty spectacular.
Exactly right. And then Pallas Athena kissing Venus, too, today. Unfortunately, the square to the moon in Scorpio, but this tool passed in a few hours.
Yeah, this too shall pass in a few hours. The square will pass. But it's the conjunction is a really nice conjunction because it really empowers everybody on the other side of it of how to really self-love and really to love others with a stronger, higher, you know, identity, and really to be able to see that love, which I really like.
I so agree. Yeah. I so agree. It's just wonderful energy. Well, you know, of course, Neptune does rule also music and the muses. And so I happen to be shopping around online, and I'm thinking, oh, let me see if I can find a new intro for our show, you know. And we've had two in the past. And I said, well, maybe it's time for a change, you know, spring is coming. So I got on the site, and I'm listening to all these ones, and I earmarked a couple of them. I wasn't sure. And so I get to take my messages off of my business phone, right? And
okay,
I pick it up. It starts playing. It's exactly the length that we need. There's no message. I have no idea who was the call. I don't recognize the phone number. And that was all that was on that message.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. So now I have to go back and find that message because I saved it and burn that and pass it by you and see what you think, okay?
Oh, I think it's going to be divine.
I know.
I'll love to hear it.
It's so Neptunian, isn't it? I mean, unbelievable.
The timing of it astrologically wise is quite perfect. So I'm kind of going, well, it'd be hard not to say no to that. just because of the timing of that. I mean, music right now and the tones and things like that, anything to do with that higher vibrational level just really is singing right now. And that's such a fun thing. You know, of course, all of this is on top of my moon and hitting my grand trine with my Mars, Venus, and Neptune. And Mercury. So, you know, I happen to really like this.
I know. It sounds like you're totally in euphoria over there. One thing I wanted to ask you, if you've been experiencing the same thing with your clients, is that with Chiron and Jupiter being in opposition and lined up with the nodes and stuff, a lot of people are looking at what's missing as far as their health and wellness, like what they can add. And also, because of Jupiter retrograde, maybe going back to what they used to eat, the exercise they used to do, all this stuff. A lot of health issues coming up with all my readings. How about you?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them. And it's like that. It's that reexamination of what direction should I go. I've even seen some of them go, you know, I'm really nervous about certain things, you know, and, you know, they're concerned about minor details or adjustments that they need to make in their body because of transitions that are going on within themselves. And so I found it to be that, you know, they can be a little overly nervous as well right now. And again, I'm always on that have faith thing, and I, you know, and most of the time I found it's something minor that needs to be adjusted in their health regime that usually makes it happen right now. I've seen a lot of that.
Right. Fine-tuning more than it is drastic change to me, too. Yeah, exactly right. Well, I guess the awards are on tonight. I guess they start at 7. And so I said, oh, no, I wonder what time. Maybe we won't get any callers. Well, guess what? We're full. We got plenty of callers. So,
you gotta love our listeners. Thank you.
Yes. Are you ready for the first one?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jay Cohen. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was told to call in regarding my experiences with the float tank.
All right, so fill us in.
Okay, so basically I was there, and you get settled in, and then what happens is you, like your head's underwater, and you're floating, basically, and lights are all off. The water's temperature is 34 degrees Celsius, so it's about room, such a skin temperature. And you just float, and then all of a sudden all these things go through your head. I mean, it's like it was something like a movie. There was so much stuff that was going on. And, you know, I was a samurai on a horse shooting at a target, and then there was a samurai sword somewhere, and then there was someone through the ice, you know, grabbing for me, and who had a mustache, and yeah, it was quite the experience. When I got out, they told me that I was in there for an hour and a half, so it was quite the experience. So it was great.
Wow.
I'll do it again. Got a lot of clarity on it, so I'll do it again.
Did they use hemisync with it, or how did they?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
No, there was nothing. There was just, yep. There was no music or anything like that. So.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really wonderful. But it was the right thing, because what happened is after my session. One of the songs came up, and she was there was inside the tanks. There was these LEDs, the stars that light up and do different colors. Well, on my stereo system, my car, it has random play, and one of the songs that was playing was "A Sky Full of Stars" by Coldplay.
So,
it was awesome.
Oh, that's great! That's great.
Synchronicity, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, Carl Jung there. Yeah,
the universe does have a divine way of doing things, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
If you're open to see, it will open up some unusual things for you that are pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I'm going to go to it again next week, actually. So, and it'll be more of an experience, because I'll know what to do a little bit more, better, or not better, but just more know what to do and just get rid of those obstructions away and just be in the space again.
Wow.
That's a cool thing. Yeah.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. You called in, too, at the perfect time. You know, the moon is sitting on your Neptune, okay, in your 12th house tonight. Exactly. Okay, by degree in minute. Okay.
Yeah.
How cosmically correct of you.
So, yeah, it's great. So I'm looking forward to it again. And then maybe something will come up, so maybe not. But it was a really great experience. So, yeah, that's how I'm filling you in.
Wow. Oh, keep
awesome.
Us posted. Is there anything you want to ask us tonight, or are you good?
No, I was asked last time, so I think we're good this time. So I guess we'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Excellent.
Yeah, dude, you're right on the right track.
Thank you so much.
Totally. All right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you both. Thank you much.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Amazing. Just amazing.
See, this is why I like this Neptunian effect. It's because, you know, when you're open to the possibilities and you go with the flow, things synchronize and guide you along the path to open up your eyes to many different things to really find the beauty of this world. I just love it.
Absolutely. Positively. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Kara.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Wasn't this weather beautiful here today?
Spoiled me rotten, and I want more of it.
But you know what? And I, like, live by warm, sunny weather, and I just, like, was actually not too happy today, which is crazy for me. I just don't know what's going on. This relationship is just, it's taking a toll on me.
Can I have the birth date of this one?
It's 2/28/73.
Okay.
And he was born in Salem, Virginia.
And do you know what time?
He said early morning, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that could be anywhere from like 1 to 5, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
his dad had to go back to work.
So he had to go back to work. It was probably like, you know, after 8 a.m.
Well,
what city were you in on your birthday this year?
What city was I in?
Yes, just a couple of weeks ago for your birthday.
In Salem.
Okay. I want to take a look at your...
No, sorry. My dogs are barking. Hold on. Maybe that would happen. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Well, while she's looking at your solar return, I want to tell you a couple of things that are going on with you right now, personally. Jupiter is retrograde in your first house, okay? And it's kissing the North Node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible. And they're forming a lot of inconjuncts to your sun sign and to your natal Jupiter, okay? And Mercury, the communication planet, is moving in on the same area right now. So you're feeling like you're very, very confused. You know, it's weird. You're either overwhelmed or starving. And it's really kind of crazy the way it looks in your chart, by the way. And so it may have to do with the relationship, but it may have to do with a few other things as well that maybe you haven't processed from the past because that Jupiter retrograde. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Now, I can understand why you're seeing this gentleman because his sun sits right on your Mercury, okay? Yep. And that's a strong conjunction because my feeling is that, you know, he can probably already know and feel somewhat of what you think. even when you don't,
mm-hmm.
and you might find that pretty annoying.
Right.
So you both have a Neptune conjunct because you're born, you know, within a year of each other. And so a lot of times when you're looking at your dreams, they may be separate, but they want to be shared. And it's almost like you don't want anybody to assume anything about you, and he doesn't either. Now, he's got quite a bit of Capricorn. He's got his Moon and his Mars both in Capricorn. And because of that, you know, his Mars is exalted in Capricorn. His Moon in Capricorn makes him want to be the father, the mother, and the child.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some frustration lines that are there between the compatibilities. But, again, his Pluto, his planet of empowerment, does sit on your Moon. So you've got some strong conjunctions, which is kind of like the crazy glue of a relationship. His Saturn sits on your midheaven star, which usually would indicate that he would encourage you to use the skills you have at hand, right?
Right.
Okay. So, Jacqueline, what did you see in her solar return?
Well, in the solar return in this relationship, what happens is that Chiron ends up in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. Chiron it transforms and changes things. It shifts things. Okay, and that's what this relationship is all about. I'm going back to something that I so agree with Aphrodite, because this is the theme for this year for you, okay? Some of this stuff is yours. Again, she talked about a lot of the compatibility here, but because the two of you have these strong aspects that really it's a karmic situation that the two of you are brought together. But you do have to look at your own issues from the past, and this is a cleansing and clearing process for you. That Jupiter retrograde that she was talking about sits in your first house. Okay, so it's a physical transformation and change of your life, and I think there's some frustration lines with what you're doing for a living and your own independence. You have a Libra moon natally, and with that, you have a little bit of a codependency on your mate, and you tend to over-cater to your mate's needs and not be as independent as what you should, and this leads to a little bit of frustration. So what I am suggesting with all of this is with this relationship, I would start to look for other things to make me happy and not be as dependent on the relationship for that right now, and find some freedom within what you're doing, and then re-examine whether the relationship is really on or not, because you're not going to make a decision on this relationship, no matter how I look at it, until after Jupiter goes direct. Okay? And then is when you can actually make a decision of what you're going to do about this. So,
when is that?
I think it's May 9th. So.
You're breaking up. What was that?
I'm sorry. I think it's May 9th.
May 9th, 10th, because Jupiter goes direct. So all that reconsideration you've been doing, you're going to reach some very strong conclusions that following week about how you need to proceed. So,
what was that date, Aphrodite?
It's going to be like a week after that. All the reevaluation you're doing right now, you're going to come to some very powerful conclusions, and then you're going to know how to proceed at that point. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Right now you're still trying things on for size. It's almost like going into the dressing room day after day and trying on different clothes and not knowing which ones you want to take home.
It's so true. Okay, well, thank you, ladies. That makes sense. Okay, have a good evening.
All right. You too. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're such a sweetheart. Beautiful people we have to call us. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 814, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay.
What about that doesn't sound sincere to me?
I have some concerns about my son.
Okay. I don't have your birth information. What is your birth date?
My birth date is July 20th, 71.
And what time were you born?
12:30 a.m.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Johnstown.
What state?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And where do you live now?
I'm still living here.
Alrighty then.
Now, I have several different counties. Cambria. Lebanon. Okay. Thank you.
You're a Cancer Leo cuspian, just like me. I feel for you.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And you kept mom up all night, didn't you?
Pardon me?
You kept mom up all night, worked that hour.
Yeah, I did.
When's your son's birthday?
March 16th, 2008.
And what time was he born?
8:30 a.m.
And what city was he born in?
In the same city.
Okay. And what did you want to know about your son?
Well, I'm very concerned about, I just want to make sure he's going to be okay. In the sense, he's very introverted. He has ADHD. I'm having him seen a psychologist right now. I just started. And I worry about him because he's one of those children that are not. He's not socially. He's not like my other son. He could fit in any social atmosphere, basically. My child that I'm talking about here doesn't. He has a hard time with making friends and that kind of stuff.
And here again, he is an introvert by trade. I will say that, okay, because he's a water baby. This whole situation with him... he has a Mars in Cancer, a Moon in Cancer, so you're very important to him in his life, by the way. But he has a Sun, Uranus, Mercury, Venus, and all in Pisces, okay? I think, you know, what I am going to suggest with this situation is I like two things with him. I like water, and I like music. Okay, so I strongly suggest, because again, he can get stuck on things. I understand that. He's got a Saturn in Virgo and it's retrograde. So details just overwhelm him, okay? But here again, if you make it more of the tone or the sound when it's around him, you'll see a whole different avenue. This is a very sound-sensitive individual. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree in part, but I think if you want to see results quicker, Amy, you got to get this kid into martial arts. He needs to be able to put together motivation and physical energy with concentration. If he could take something, it doesn't matter if it's keto, if it's karate, whatever it might be. He's got Aries rising, okay, and... right now, Uranus is going to be around his rising sign now. That Aries energy wants to be active. He doesn't have a lot of confidence, does he?
No, he does not.
So the martial arts, if he was working with a small group of kids in a class, and he was taking the martial arts, and he learned how to do it, but I think anything that applies a certain amount of physical energy and focus, that he can learn and feel a sense of improvement, if not mastery, is going to make all the difference in the world. Okay?
Okay, I did have him in martial arts, and it did not help him. He didn't like it.
It might not have been the right class. Are you familiar with Aikido?
No.
Okay. Aikido is a different art as far as the martial arts go. It's based on the theory that if, for instance, if two fists come together with the exact same force, no blow is felt. There's a whole philosophy about balance that goes with it. It's a different kind of martial art. And again, a lot of times with martial arts, it depends on who's in the class and who the teacher is too, especially because he already has that shyness. Okay? Of course, in a class, usually you spend more time listening than communicating, and sometimes that could be beneficial. Is he a good listener?
Sometimes. I would say
50-50.
And
where does his interest lie right now? What is he interested in right now? What does he show that he wants to do, even if it's by himself?
Well, I've been having quite a lot of problems. I took his iPad. That's for a lot of his... He does like soccer. I'm just trying to get him to be more active, and he just does not want to be.
I don't think the soccer is a bad idea either, because, again, there's power of concentration. It's a group activity, and he can feel achievement every time he makes a score, okay? But I think he does need something like that. Maybe we just haven't come up with the exact right solution, but I feel that that energy would help him in some ways. Now, what's he doing with the iPad?
Games.
Okay. So he likes gaming. Now, in the gaming, is there a lot of aggression? Is there focus? Is there concentration?
Yeah, there is concentration. It's not aggression.
He's doing that
games,
then.
No.
He's doing it then. He's doing it virtually with his imagination because he's got all that Pisces. So although
okay.
you're not seeing it outwardly, a lot of it's going on inwardly. And maybe this new person you're going to see will be able to help you, this new counselor, to be able to take some of that and bring it outward. See, the iPad,
okay.
when you're playing these games, you're in control. So you can afford to be brave. That's why I'd like to see him more in control, like more confident in soccer, or if he did find a martial art he could do. Sometimes tennis can work, too, because it's an aggressive game at times, and there has to be focus, and you are working with one other advocate. But I think that those things can bring him into gaming in the world in a different way, where he can become the superhero in the world rather than only in the iPad and in his imagination. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you think
I would talk to the counselor about that, about how you could take what's going on in his, you know, in his imaginary world and bring it into reality, even if it's just a couple times a week. It doesn't have to be overkill. But I think he needs to start to take some of that energy of his imagination and his ability to, like, be the superhero, if you will, and put it into the world in a small group.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I still have to go back to I like two things for him. I have to say that I would get him involved in some kind of musical instrument that he would prefer to do, or some type of music that he would like, or swimming. I have to say, I think him being in water and doing some kind of water sport, you would see a lot greater of a situation with him. I think it works very well for him. I think that's what I would
see that too. Yep, I could see that too.
Okay. Do you think this counselor is going to help him?
Let me ask you something. Is he currently taking medication?
He does take medication, but I don't think it's the right balance.
I don't either. So now, is this counselor he's going to see? Is he in control of medication, or he's just a counselor?
No, he's a counselor.
All right. Well, you need to probably have his medication reevaluated as well, because I really feel that there's something amiss there. Okay.
I think it makes his his introvertedness worse, where he has a hard time.
I agree. I agree because the way that the Sun and Neptune are hitting his chart tonight, too. I can feel that that's right. I think your intuition as a mom is absolutely right. So I would have him reevaluate. There's a lot of different medications they can utilize. And so I would talk to the doctor about the symptomologies. And even if you wait till after you see the counselor and see what the counselor would advise, because they might also feel that a different kind of medication would help, even though if they can't prescribe, they can make suggestions. or maybe even going to somebody else for a second opinion. Okay?
Okay. For medication-wise. Okay.
Medication-wise. Because medication can really... some people are more sensitive to different chemicals than others. It's not that the doctor did anything wrong. It's just that, you know, some people do better on one medication versus another. That's why there's so many out there.
Okay.
I do agree with her. I do think that he is hypersensitive to the medication. Okay,
yep.
So here again, I don't think he needs as high of a dosage as the average individual does. So I so agree with Aphrodite as far as that's concerned. I think his dosages really need to be a little different.
Okay.
And please call us back. Keep us posted on how you do.
Okay, I definitely will. I will.
Well, many blessings to you and your son.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, both of you.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right, bye.
Bye.
It's a lot of Pisces.
Yeah, it is.
The real world must seem overwhelming. You know, and I think the medication, if anything else, is causing him to move away from the real world maybe a little bit too much, like you suggested. I think that that's probably what's going on. And like I said, sometimes these are minor adjustments, because you never know how any particular individual is going to deal with a certain dose until they try it.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, and that's what it is. I mean, a lot of people take it as gospel that, you know, oh, he's going to give me this dosage and this is what it's going to be, when... there's a reason why a doctor's work is called a practice, because each individual is such a unique individual, and not the same thing doesn't work the exact same way for each individual. And so sometimes you have to have these adjustments, and when you see certain things like this, you know, that certain things don't feel right or something, don't accept it as just a part of the thing, a lot of people need to go back and recheck that medication and relook at, you know, maybe I'm too sensitive, or maybe I'm not sensitive enough. Maybe I need more or less. And that's where the doctor, he has the knowledge to be able to see which degree of what to bring it up or down to when you give him the symptoms of what's going on. So, you know, I see that with quite a few people that, you know, because especially with a Pisces energy, they're so sensitive to this medication. And so, you know, these doctors give the average dosage, and these, you know, this personality type just goes, you know, it's just overwhelming for them, you know. So here again, it's kind of, you know, getting to know that and to take and make a balance of it, you know.
Totally agree. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? It's Andy.
Hey,
Andy.
Girl, how are you?
Good, good. Glad you had some beautiful weather out there. That always is a wonderful pickup.
I was absolutely driving to the mountains to chapel this morning, and I was in heaven, Andy. Oh, my goodness. It was so
stunning
out there.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I was driving through the mountains on my way to chapel this morning, and it was absolutely stunning. I was like in heaven. Can you hear me now? Hello?
I'm sorry, I lost you guys. I'll have to give you a call back.
Oh, you're back.
I can hear you now. She hung up. She's going to call back.
Okay.
Okay. Electronics with all this Aquarius stuff going on, eh?
It's always fun with electronics and the Aquarian stuff. They always have their own way of doing things.
Absolutely. Okay, she's back. Let me grab her.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, are you there?
I am. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. The audio just went away.
Have you just entered the Twilight Zone?
Must be. All that Neptune, I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a question for you guys about the lunar eclipse. That's going to be March 23rd, and I think it's going to be at about what, 3 or 4 degrees Libra.
Okay.
And I'm curious, I know a little bit about solar eclipses, but I don't know much about lunar eclipses, and I just wonder what kind of an effect is that going to have, or what should I look for, or should I look for anything regarding that eclipse?
All right, let's take a look. Okay. Oh, boy, it's hitting you right on, honey. Your intuition was accurate. Wow. Because, you know, it's right at your solar return. And
wow.
The sun and Mercury are both lined up on top of your sun, your solar light. And there's a whole bunch of other things here. So I'm going to go ahead and let Jacqueline go, because otherwise I'll go forever.
Well,
okay.
I'll let her go for a little bit, because I want to look at your solar return. After looking at that, I go, oh, my gosh. What city are you going to be in on your birthday?
I'll be in Washington, D.C., actually, at that time, attending a conference.
All right. Let me take a look at that.
See, Neptune's sitting on your Saturn,
you.
Which means that you can manifest your dreams, okay? You're in your Chiron return, so the healer within you is very, very awake. Jupiter is visiting your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, also, and Mars on that day as well. So a lot of it's about healing work. A lot of it is about balancing work and pleasure. A lot of it is about faith manifesting in the world in everything you do. I mean, there's a lot going on here, hon. Saturn's also sitting on your south node in Sag, so you're going to realize that you need to have more freedom to explore, to travel, okay, to entertain things that are just for pure delight, and teach and learn simultaneously in that environment, but it refreshes your spirit in a different way. Uranus is also sitting very close to your Mercury, which means that you could really have a very strong epiphany in that cycle about who you really are in the midst of what you do. So you're a doer, but it's going to be more about the I am than the I do after this particular eclipse. But I think it is really going to be beneficial, though. I really like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is an interesting year for you. This is a really interesting year for you.
May you live in interesting times.
I love the way she laughs. She's got that giggle on. Uh-oh.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on this year for you. That Mars in Sagittarius is sitting in your first house, okay? You're going to have a Scorpio rising this year, which means your life, as you know it, is transforming and changing, okay?
Woohoo!
And it's many different directions here, okay? One being that epiphany that she was talking about comes into
uh-huh.
your sixth house, your service to the world, your day-to-day service. So this would be some kind of apprenticeship or some kind of work towards that goal of where you want to be the leader, because you have a Leo rise, a Leo Midhaven this year. You're the leader here, honey. You're
oh,
going
wow.
to be a leader this whole entire year, okay? It's such a beautiful, I mean, absolutely beautiful conjunction with this. It's not dead on in your solar return, and that's what I was looking at. The moon is actually passed into 10 degrees, so it's right after the lunar eclipse that it actually hits you. It's still with an orb, though, okay? So it is
yep.
very impacting, okay? And what that does is it goes from your 11th house to your 5th house, okay? So it's going to be very creative as far as one-to-one relationships are concerned, okay? You're a commodity this year as far as that's concerned, but you're only looking for friendships. I'm going to tell you there's no committal in any kind of relationship this year in any way, shape, or form as far as love relationships are concerned. But on the other circumstances, this is a really fun ride for your love life as well, okay?
I like.
I like the way she says that.
I love a fun ride.
Oh, it's going to be fun because you're really going to get to see the friendships and make friendships with the opposite sex. And that is such a beautiful thing. And it's really pleasurable. This is a great year to really live in the now and open up to all your creative endeavors. It's such a great thing. What I will say is there's going to be a longing to stay home more than what you actually are. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry about your home. Okay? It's all right.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Know that it's all good. It's all good that this is part of the journey. And when you start looking back at your home, know that's old issues from the past. That's your fears of security and safety coming up. But it is secure and safe, so don't worry about it. It's all an illusion on that part, okay?
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to be, I'll plan something really fun that night to go out maybe with some colleagues or, you know, do something fun like
great.
That. Yeah. Thanks so
Have
much.
Do you like to cook? Do you like to cook, Andy?
I love to cook. I love it.
Because you know what? This year, from this birthday to your next birthday, love everything you eat, especially if you're eating at home from your own kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Your health
yeah.
and your immune system is going to skyrocket if you are the one creating the meals. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love to experiment and try new stuff and, yeah, be healthy. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Many blessings to you, my dear.
You too. Good night.
Good night. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi there, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan, how are you?
Fine and dandy, you?
Good. You're our 1029 baby?
Yes. It's around kind of family issues. I'd like to ask you something. Like, me and my daughter get an intuition that her ex, his girl, broke up with him, the girl that he's with. And we're also getting it that he's going to be leaving maybe and moving somewhere else, maybe out of state. That's kind of my question.
And do you still live in Manchester, Connecticut?
Born there. Live in East Hartford.
All right, let's take a look at this. Are you super close to your dad?
My dad, yeah.
Okay. When's his birthday?
This is around my my daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's her birthday?
Her birthday, my daughter's 5/20/86. And she was born in Hollywood, Florida.
And what time?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think 12:58, but I don't remember. I think it was in the afternoon. I'd have to look at her birth certificate.
Okay. Does she still does she live where you live now?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got her own place, but she comes back and forth.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now, is she thinking of moving far away or just a little bit away?
No, him. We got our intuition is telling us that her daughter's father was seeing this girl that she broke up with him and that he's now thinking about leaving. He lives right next door to me.
Okay. But you don't know his birth information?
I think it's April 26, 1983, I think. Either the 25th or the 26th.
So we're looking at something like this. We're usually looking for transits to either the third or the ninth house to see if there's going to be a move.
Yeah.
And without an earth time, we can't make that determination.
on either one of them. So I'm going to look at your daughter to see if there's going to be a strong separation going on here. Okay?
Okay.
Because at least we've got a time on her. We don't have a time on him.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Power divorce of 28 Sag. Power of sudden parting in 12 Leo. I just don't feel a sense that it's going to happen immediately. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so don't think it's going to happen immediately. I really don't. I think that this is all a drama situation, and I think that this too shall pass is what I'm going to try and say. I think your daughter needs to have a better relationship with her baby daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of difficult in this time, but it might get better in a couple months.
Well, the reality is I think that she's looking at some idealistic thing within the relationship, and I think she needs to let that go and look at the reality of raising a child without being together.
Yeah,
All these other issues, underlined issues with her emotions around it, which she needs to get on with her life instead of trying to get him to do something.
Right, right. Yeah, trying to change him, right?
Right.
Right, exactly. See, now, her part of passion and endings sits right on her Jupiter in her seventh house. And Jupiter's retrograde opposing it in the heavens above us as we're having this conversation until May 10th. So I think it could have it in the works, and he could be having the works and be looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that by May 10th, no matter what happens, she's going to be able to step up to the plate and deal with it.
Okay. Like she'll get through this, yeah.
I think win, lose, or draw, it's going to end up being a blessing in disguise because Jupiter is the gift bringer of the zodiac. And she's in her Jupiter opposition, so she has to decide who does she want to co-create this parentage with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And maybe it's not him in the future, at least not the way it's been.
Right. Yeah, it can't be the way it's been.
Too many squares and stuff. It's been taking away a lot of good cheer, a lot of sense of humor. All that's been gone for a while.
Yeah. True.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what are you doing in the situation, you personally? What are you doing to help?
I'm just supporting her.
Good. She needs
and
good
I see my
right
granddaughter.
Now,
and yeah.
They both need good listeners right now, and you're it, and you're doing a great job, by the way. You're doing a fantastic job. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah, we had a nice afternoon. We took the dog and the baby to a dog park. It was very nice out.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was fun. Met a lot of dogs. But it was interesting, and it's good to get out like that. It was so peaceful.
I think that's a great thing. I think you should do that more.
Yeah,
definitely, because now the weather, spring's coming, and we can find things to do.
Well, and this is where she needs, again, your daughter needs to really recreate a life without him. You know, here again, allow this co-parenting to go on without having to having expectations of the other individual. Again, the sever of her expectation of what he's going to do, and as long as she can let that go and start looking forward, and I think things like that, of getting different routines going on and having her get involved in other situations with him would really help.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
Sure, I will. Thank you.
Many blessings to you.
Enjoy the full moon.
Oh, well, I will. Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 813, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. Hello. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How
are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
My question is, what do you see? Do you see my marriage working out? Working out? I'm having some problems in my marriage right now. I was wondering.
Are you 11386?
I'm sorry.
Are you 11386?
Well, what's that mean? Is that my birthday?
Yeah.
Or. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to be my birthday? I'm a first-time caller, so I didn't know what to do.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find you. Okay. When did your birthday?
Yeah, I'm a first time. It's July 23rd, 1984.
84?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And my,
what
you
time
know my
you
husband's
born?
Birthday? I'm not really sure. I think it's like 3:30 a.m., I think.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
I was born in Essex, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Say again.
I'm sorry?
Where?
Essex, Baltimore, Maryland. The town's called Essex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Do you need my husband's info? Because this pertains to my husband's info. Okay,
what's
his birthday is October 22nd, 1981. And he was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
And you wouldn't know what time he was born?
No. His parents had passed over, so I think it's in his manual, so no.
That's okay.
And his name is Michael, by the way.
Okay. You're both cuspians. Good grief, man.
I know. I'm like, wow. Wow. You lead colorful lives.
Yeah, Leo and Leo and Libra. That's where we are. Leo and Libra.
Well, actually, you're like also Cancer and Scorpio too. There's like there's a cuspian energy going on here, so. You're both on the cusp.
Yeah.
You're both at sign change, so.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which means you can change the argument every other minute, can't you?
Yeah. It could be something about something else, and then it'll change about something else, and I never knew. I guess that's why where our topics change when it comes to arguments, yeah. I never knew why I would just jump to one thing to another. Yeah. Now I know, because I'm a Cancer, and he's like the Scorpio, and the Leo, and the Libra, so yeah. Who knew? I got two signs in one. I mean, really. I was born underneath two signs.
Me too, I'm July 22nd, I get it.
I'm July 23rd, so yeah.
Yep. Whenever you're born within 3 days of sign change, you have a carryover.
Okay.
And so you actually have two personalities you can utilize. Like, there's days I want to make cookies and put my bedroom slippers on. Other days I want to go out and knock them dead 1,000 people, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
I understand. Okay. And we do have a birth time on you. At least we think so, right?
Yeah, I think it's 3:30 a.m.
Okay.
I don't know. My mom would say something about...
How long have you been having problems?
He says for 10 months he's been having problems. But recently we just got... We're separated. But I've noticed that, not 10 months we've been having problems. But we got a separation since January.
Okay.
But he's been... He was becoming, like, checking on me, see how I'm doing, and sometimes... Stay night with me, but then leave in, and yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to recommend, number one, I want you to know that you're part of divorce in your chart, which is determined by your time of birth, okay, and we're hoping this is the right time, lies at 15 degrees of Scorpio. And in January, Mars, the planet of action, passed over that star when you separated. Now, what's happened with Mars this year, right now it's getting ready to go into Sagittarius, but it's going to retrograde back into Scorpio. So all is not said and done with this relationship. Mars does not make its final entrance into Sagittarius until August 2nd or 3rd. So right now, as far as I'm concerned with this relationship, the ball is in the air. Okay?
That's what it feels like.
Yep. And but let Jacqueline take a look at it, too, because I want her take on this, too, because she's probably looking at other things for you.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to tell you this. I so agree with Aphrodite that this is so not over, that you are so in a process. Okay?
Okay.
You know, I can't say that enough. That's how come I said it so dramatically. Because he's not going to know where he lands until Mars actually passes over his Venus. Okay.
Okay.
Where the issue lies? This guy is a one-to-one relationship kind of guy, but he's a little bit more intense, and he doesn't communicate out as well as what he should. Okay. His actions are a little bit devious than what I'd like to see, okay? And this is part of the frustration between the two of you, is he assumes certain things that he shouldn't assume, okay?
Right, yeah.
And then when it blows up in his face, because he's headed in one direction, and when it blows up in his face and doesn't work out the way it should, that's when the conflict starts. Because there's a certain amount of assumption there, okay, that he has to look at. Okay, he wants to look like the leader of this, and he can't. He feels crippled because of your dynamic personality. Okay,
I can't help it. I'm born this way.
Exactly. Okay, and so there is a certain amount of acceptance of coming to who you are. Okay, that he has to have. Okay,
right.
And I'm telling you this so that you understand the dynamics, because there's a lot of love here. This can be a very an excellent relationship and transform and change both your lives. It could really bring some really beautiful things to this world by the two of you being together. So I'm encouraging the relationship. On the other hand, as soon as you see a problem, my stubborn little Taurus moon, okay, shoot yourself in the foot. Okay.
I'm sorry,
you shoot yourself in the foot. You automatically go, ooh, there's a problem. I got to fight. Okay.
Right,
Look at it and assess this of, ooh, is this my issue or is this his issue? You know, we each have individual things we need to go through. You are a dynamic individual and you like your individuality and so does he. Okay. So here again, when you start playing into that, ooh, there's a problem I must fight, and automatically take that problem thing, you're shooting yourself in the foot with this relationship. It's a matter of patience with you and going, okay, this guy doesn't move as quickly as I do. He's working on his stuff. Did I do anything wrong? No, I just am who I am. I was born this way, just like you said. So, hey. Okay?
Yeah.
And don't feel like and don't think the relationship is separating. Assume that the two of you are going to be together, because the connection and the tie between the two of you is very strong, and it's a long-term tie. So hang in there with this is what I'm trying to say, and assume, explain to him about his assumptions, and you start assuming that he's going to be around instead of always that he's going to run away from you. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
He said he wanted to be friends with me last night, but then I'm hearing he's going back to where we're from.
Keep us posted, because you're about to go out the air. So you keep us posted.
We'll
check in with us. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
You should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline, because we got a minute left, if that, maybe 30 minutes, 3 seconds.
Okay. They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-400-0110. And we look forward to talking to you next week. God bless you all.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.